And a very good morning to you here on this Friday. Brandon Peoples joined here this first segment by Gary Fike. He's the director of the K-State Riley County Extension, and glad to have you back out here once again.
Thanks, Brandon. It's a beautiful day, and I was really looking forward to talking to you this morning about our program.
Looking forward to it as well. Did you have a good holiday and Thanksgiving last week?
Absolutely. It was very good. Ate too much, like I'm sure a lot of other people would say, but it was very enjoyable.
You know, yeah, me too. I got to see some family, and that's always a good time to just kind of interact, see friends and family during the holiday. And it's a busy time of year. People are out spending money. They're shopping, doing their holiday shopping. But pretty soon, we get right out of December, and it's tax time all over again.
Yes, unfortunately, and it's not a favorite subject, but everybody's got to do it. And so it's something that everybody's involved with, and everybody's got to pay attention to. The only two certainties in life are death and taxes, as the old adage goes. So everybody's got to start putting together their paperwork and prepare for that season.
And now something cool we're going to talk about here today, and I've had experience using this service a few years ago, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It's a wonderful service that's offered in a lot of communities.
Yes, and all over the country for that matter. And the VITA program actually in Riley County now, this will be we've done 14 years, so next tax prep season will be the 15th consecutive year that Riley County Extension, other agencies do it as well, but the 15th year that Riley County Extension has participated in it.
So, and this relies on volunteers right in the name. It relies heavily on volunteers, and as I understand, there's a need for more this year.
Yes, that's correct. Last year we had, and Sue Simons, by the way, is our site coordinator. She does a fantastic job, but part of the job is between her and I, the Extension office, is recruiting volunteers. Last year we had 13 volunteers that contributed a total of 604 hours in helping people prepare and file their income taxes, both federal and state. And so it's a tremendous effort by all the parties combined to move this thing forward. And so, but we're always looking for more volunteers just to spread out the workload a little bit.
Now, who benefits from this the most? Is this mostly for low income, or can anybody take advantage of the service?
So the income guidelines this year are anyone or family household making $56,000 per year or less. So we do offer that up to that income level. And when you call in, when we start advertising after the first of the year for people to start making appointments, that will be reiterated. But yes, it's for people who are households making less than $56,000 per year.
Okay.
Yep.
And obviously there's a lot of options in these days where you file your taxes, but if you want it done correctly, and most people do want their taxes done correctly, I'd say maybe 99% of people want it done right. These people know they have a lot of background usually.
Yes, most of them have previous tax preparation experience, and that's what we'd like in our new volunteers signing up, but it's not totally necessary, but it does help, obviously. We provide training through IRS materials, and then there is a test that preparers have to pass before they're allowed to prepare returns, and then after the return is prepared, then there has to be a reviewer that reviews the return to make sure that it's correct before that it's filed. We had an exceedingly low number of tax returns that were sent back to us for corrections. So that I give a lot of that credit to Sue, because she's a real stickler on making sure everything is right.
Yeah. Well, and it's cost prohibitive sometimes for some people to go have their taxes done by an accountant. This is a free service that's available. Yes. And people hear free and they're all over it.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a lot of money to come up with for somebody who's struggling anyway, but the IRS figures an average 1040 without itemization. The fee is generally going to be about $175. And this past year, this tax preparation season for the 2018 returns, our volunteers did 662 returns and at an average cost of $175, as I said earlier, that's about $116,000 that we have saved, or volunteers have saved, our clients in tax prep fees.
That's so awesome to hear that. And, you know, I know there's maybe some limitations. Sometimes, you know, I think when I did it years ago was you couldn't have more than one state
rep. That's correct.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other restrictions are, like, we do a lot of Fort Riley folks, you know, soldiers and folks, and we can't process returns if you were overseas and received money while you were overseas. If you've been at Fort Riley and haven't been outside of the United States and all of your income has come here in the States, we can do those. If you got overseas income, we can't. And if you itemize, we can't. So those are some of the limitations.
Okay. Yeah. So keep that in mind. What else should people know? When does this start, maybe?
Well, it will start in late January. You'll call in through our office or through Sue to get lined up. But the site that we prepare the taxes at is the Manhattan Public Library. They have been a fantastic partner. We couldn't do it without them, the facilities and the equipment they provide to us. So we're very grateful to them, as well as, I should put a nice plug in too, for the Carolyn Pine Foundation and Kanza United Way help fund the project so that clients don't have to pay anything, as well as in-kind payment from this extension staff salary that we don't charge anything extra. It is totally free. There is a cost, but that's offset by those grants and Riley County Extension.
Well, it's certainly a wonderful program. I hope it never goes away because it certainly fits a need in the community. And, you know, you only have till, April 15th is usually the tax deadline. So you only have kind of a short window to get this done.
Yeah, that's right. And our volunteers are working mornings, afternoons, evenings, and weekends. The busiest time is generally late January when people start getting their tax information from their employers back. So February and early March are typically the biggest rush times. And then as we get closer to April 15th, and of course there's folks that will put it off till the last minute. And honestly, Brandon, there's a lot of people, a lot of clients that we've had that have maybe weren't going to file. They were scared. They didn't know. You know, they're worried about, you know, being prosecuted if they don't turn their taxes in, and they'll wait till the last minute. So I would encourage people to do it as early as you can. Our staff is very friendly, and so there's no threat or anything. There's no charge, and if we can't do it, we'll tell you that. If we can, we're going to work with you to get it done in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, they're going to do it right. You may be surprised sometimes. You may have a return, you may not, you may owe, but at least you're going to have peace of mind that it's done correctly.
It's done correctly, and so here's another deal. As you look at the economic impact of those folks that didn't have to pay the $116,000 cumulative in tax preparation fees, they'll run that money through the community another way, either in Christmas shopping or other spending. But the most fantastic result is the returns of the tax refunds that our clients got last year. Over $800,000 was returned in tax refunds to those clients. So in that way, too, that's over $750,000 that, again, gets circulated throughout the economy.
Wonderful. Love hearing that. That's good news. Another incentive to go take part of this. Again, you mentioned it starts in late January. Will it be offered every day of the week, or have you set
There are limited days, and that schedule will be publicized when we come out with the final dates. It's usually a couple, 3 weekdays a week, Saturdays. So, but just stay in tune because we'll be publicizing through you folks and through all the media efforts. And I would suggest that people also look at, if you're a Facebook user, go to Riley County Research and Extension, because we will be publicizing it through that, as well as the Riley County Extension site, so there's two different areas, two different places you can go to find out more about it.
All right. Again, the big need, though, volunteers, how do they get a hold of you guys if they want to help?
They can call us at the Extension office at 537-6350. Tell us that you're interested. If you want to find out more initially about it, we are having kind of a meet and greet next Tuesday at 5:30, second floor of the courthouse annex, so that we can just kind of go over some general. It's not mandatory that you go to that. But if you're interested and want to hear more about it, there's no obligation. Come and find out more about it. Call our office. Let us know. We'll have pizza there to serve the folks, and it'll be a really nice gathering and a chance to get to know all the people.
Cool. And pizza is such a good, you know, if you're a math whiz, you know, a lot of tax preparers are, you can educate people saying, hey, this slice represents how much taxes you're getting back, you know.
Well, the other thing is I don't know that I've ever met anyone who doesn't like pizza. So, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So.
Absolutely. Pizza's the best. It just is. All right. Anything else we should know here?
Well, I don't think so, but we're looking forward to a successful season. The program has grown throughout the 5 years. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago, we did 467 returns. Last year, we did 662. So the program is growing. It's grown every year. We're getting more done. The volunteers are unbelievably great, and Sue is a fantastic coordinator. And Sharon Barrow-Riffey, who's our office professional that handles a lot of the incoming calls, she gets a lot of credit, too.
Very good. Again, volunteer income tax assistance. It'll start in late January. You'll be hearing more about it here from K-State Research and Extension. Gary Fike is the director here for Riley County. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.